I also want to touch very quickly on windmills.
That's a favorite subject around here, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing what's going on with
windmills. What's the position?
A couple of meetings. I'm following this very closely. To me, this is a very, very interesting project. First of all, the windmills, they're going to be placed around between 17 and 20 miles offshore. I mean, first of all, the driving force is our governor, and he wants by 2030 to have 3,500 megawatts of electricity by these windmills. Now, as I said, they want about 17 to 20 miles out. Basically, people don't want to see them. So when you put them out 17 to 20, you might get a glimpse of them, but you're not going to see them that like up front and close. Also, when you send them out that far, they're less in the path of bird migration, so the killing will be less. Instead of like if you had them inshore, like 3 miles or 2 miles or 5 miles or something like that. The positive part is okay, increased power, and it's not the fossil fuel thing, but there's downsides to it.
How about fishing?
Well,
one
of the major things we have before we go into the downsides, one of the major things as far as recreational anglers is, can we fish by them?
Yeah.
Now, that's extremely important. They with these windmill structures, they set up a reef. Now, on Block Island, they have five of them up there. There's five that's huge, and I talked to some of the mates on the boat. Says, "Oh yeah, they attract a lot of fish. So it's they're artificial reefs, all of them. But these windmills, and then by the way, they might be as high as 800 feet. 800. Now, to give you perspective of that, the Freedom Tower in New York City, it's almost half the height. It's huge.
Yeah.
See, the higher you go, the windmills become more productive. Okay, they increase more energy, and there's going to be a lot of them. They're talking about 400 of these things.
Maybe
they're going to take a large hunk of the ocean to set these things up.
They're right off our coast.
Yeah, they're going to take a lot of them. Now,
so good, is this good or bad?
Both. To answer your question.
Yeah.
Let me give you the good part. As I just mentioned, it's no fossil fuel, it's extra power. Some of the downsides, and there's a number of them.
I meant good or bad, I was thinking more of how it affects the fishing.
Well, here's the thing, it affects a couple things. Whales are very sensitive to noise. Fish are very sensitive to noise, period. And it seems to affect whales more than any other species. But as far as the other species, we're talking, everything. It seems that the lines have electromagnetic force that they seem to possibly affect fish migration patterns. Another thing, too, is, though, think of it. From 17 miles out or 20 miles out, you have to have lines, power lines. They have to go into the shore somewhere, some infrastructure where there'd be like a power plant that would distribute this power from all of these windmills out to land users. But in doing so, you have to, these lines, they go down to about 6 or 7 feet. So this way they're not hit by ships or anything else. So when you're ripping up the ocean from 20 miles out and you're going down 6 feet, that's a lot of structure to rip up.
What do you mean go down 6 feet? Do you mean 6 feet off the bottom or 6 feet under the water?
I'm 6 feet under.
Okay.
You have to have 6 feet under.
6 feet under the sand.
Lines.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's going to rip up a lot of the structure. Now, the more you rip, the more you rip up the ocean floor, you're disrupting the habitat. I mean, it's that simple. Also, when you say noise, you have to have power driving to put these windmills down. If you have a windmill, it's about, as I just told you, if it's up 800 feet,
yeah.
you'll have to make sure that thing is anchored properly. So you have to power drive down to do that. The other thing too that I'm kind of aggravated about is that some of these proposed sites are over very good scallop beds. The commercial people are at this meeting, and to me, they said, "Well, this is where we want to put the windmills." Wait a minute. Why destroy somebody's livelihood? And also, this is clam beds, too. So why not move these windmills to the left or to the right or up and down so that you don't destroy these scallop beds? These are traditional. And they don't seem to be wanting changing that, which I find puzzling. You're putting people out of business. That's their livelihood, for generations. And it's destroying a food source. I mean, you're not supposed to destroy something to create something, is what I'm trying to say.
And scallops are a big industry in this state.
Why destroy a food source? Why destroy? And this is where we get our scallops.
Right.
Why destroy a food source to put up a windmill? Move it. And I just seem to be, what we're going to do is compensate them. We're going to compensate them. Why? Why? I don't find the logic. And I raised this. I've been at two meetings on this so far, and there's another one I'm going to. It's in Tom's River. It's March 6th, so I'll be there. And I'm going to raise the same concerns.
Is that the one run by Rutgers?
I'm sorry?
Is that the one run by Rutgers?
Yes,
yeah.
I think it is. But I really haven't had the details on it yet. So I will definitely be on with these windmills. It's a good and bad thing. And as far as fishing by them, I've been receiving this. Oh yes, you can. Yes, you can. I would like to have that in writing. Now, see, these are private developers that are putting up these windmills. I would like to have something in writing that says you can. Now,
you can fish around.
Once in print, you have something to hang your hat on. Instead, oh yeah, and nod your head, but when they're up, oh yeah, we wouldn't want you around fishing around them. Okay, and that can change too. I mean, very frankly, just say for argument's sake, we live in a tough world, and ISIS comes up with one of the boats and tries to knock out one of our windmills. Well, that whole thing can change very quickly overnight.
Oh baby,
it's like 9/11 all over again. But I do like to get some kind of confirmation that we can actually do it, and if we can, I mean that would be a very good fishing source for us.
Very cool.
Right.
All right. Good observations. Robin Scott and Bill Schillingford here in the studio,
yeah.
And John Toth of the Jersey Coast Anglers is on the line. And John, I just want to let you know that we have a couple people here who are kind of knowledgeable and about the wind turbines.
Yeah, windmills. Yes.
Yeah, and I was just they went back a couple points. So can you listen in for a minute? Okay, cool.
Hey, John, I've just read a couple reports from people in Rhode Island or scientists in Rhode Island who have reported that the fishing population around the windmills is down dramatically because of the electromagnetic fields that it puts out. And these studies are continuing, and they said that when the windmills shut down, the fishing picks up, but when the windmills are operating, you can't. The fishing is terrible, and Rhode Island has started to stop inputting or installing more windmills as a result.
Well,
yes.
Well,
where did you get that information?
I got it on. I can't think of the individual's name. Do you remember her name?
Megan.
Megan
Lamb.
Oh, yeah, Megan,
yes.
Lamb. Yeah.
Okay, could you do me a favor and send that to me?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You got it?
I'll give you my email address.
Okay, yeah, give it to us. Oh, well, You want to give it over the phone?
This would be very important. There's a meeting that's coming up on this in March. I'd like to have that in my fingers.
Okay.
We're going to have her on the show, John.
Let me give you my telephone number. 732-656-0139. And the email is tothjohn@verizon.net. T-O-T-H-J-O-H-N at verizon.net. That would be very, very useful for me at this meeting.
Oh, great.
Because the only thing I've been told is the fishing is great. This is the first time I've heard some negative news on that.
Well, we do know that there's, up till relatively recently, there was some confusion between the oil rigs down the Gulf. They're not the same as the wind turbines. So, but for a while they were lumped together, and they're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else? What do you guys got coming up? You have kind of a schedule here. Robin, did you make a point?
Just one other point, and again, I gleaned this in conversations with Megan, John, but you know, we're being sold a bill of goods by the people ramrodding these whole wind farms in, and I have no problems with them on an inland situation, but when we start tampering with our oceans and fisheries, then the hackles go up. But for every kilowatt hour of wind energy that is produced, it requires 1 kilowatt hour of gas to produce it, number one. The electromagnetic cables that come in actually are powerful enough to disorient ships and their systems, so we'll have them operating by compass offshore, which is kind of interesting. The clam fishery, when you were talking about the scallop, and I'm glad you brought it up, you presented everything, pros and cons, so elegantly. The clam fishery that we have, very viable, and as we were talking during the break, Mike was talking about, we're one of the biggest ocean scallop producers in the world. Other countries send their biologists over here to study what we do in order to produce the quality and the quantity that we have. So what I heard when one of those meetings was presented in Atlantic City for about the utility company was it would be 1,000 more jobs. Well, it will eliminate 1,000 jobs to bring in 1,000 jobs in a different industry. And we certainly, I mean, we can't save the world, John, but we can save New Jersey. And our fishery is a viable industry, second biggest in the state after tourism. And I think that we have to get more aggressive about pursuing changes in this whole operation.
Yeah, but I'm friendly with Jim Logan. You know, we had the commercial people would argue against him, even at some hearings like Bluefish that came up. They don't like what I said, but by the way, I mean, they do make their livelihood. We do work together, by the way, Jim Lovegan, with Sand Mining. So, it's, in other words, they're allies, too. So they're not just enemies.
Yeah.
But they're very concerned about this and very vocal about this clam. And I'm for them. And they say they're going to sue. But there's a lot of, with this windmill thing, it's like, there's some powerful forces behind it. The governor, for one, and you have money. I mean, these developers want to make some money. The Danish company bought out that company to put up the five mills, windmills by Block Island, like it was $500 million.
Right.
So the money is a big driving force on this. There's concerns on it. And I'm trying to, and myself and others are trying to, reduce these problems. And I don't know if we can. We'll see, though. We'll try.
Okay, sounded like you're in there pitching.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do, John.
Thank you. Okay. Just send me that info, please.
Yeah, we will. All right. That was John Toth, first vice president of the Jersey Coast Anglers. One of the Jersey Coast Anglers, one of the biggest, I guess, fishing clubs in the state. We got any final points? Robin? Bill?
Well, the fight that we have is... We've got to get the recreational fishing and the people in the industry more vocal.
Yeah, we got to get them out.
I keep saying that, but you don't see much input,
yeah.
And especially in South Jersey. I mean, the if you look at the fishing season, the fluke season, extending the fluke season with an 18-inch size limit means we're taking more females out of the population and throwing more dead fish back. Yeah.
Insanity.
I mean, it's insanity is right. That's a good word for it.
And then wondering why the population is going down. Well, target all the female breeders. Of course it'll go down.
Yeah.
All right, 1 minute to go.
The fishing shows. I'm in three of them, and that's what I did. People come up.
Bill and I were going to go off on a tangent about hybrid striped bass. I think we only have 20 seconds to do it. I don't know. That's not going to work. Next show. Next week.
Next, that's for a future.
Okay. All right,
very good, you guys. Thanks for the lively and educational session here.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.